California RV.
Hey, Sandra, just want to let you know I got the info you sent over. Everything looks good so far. You're a sole prop, correct? As looking at the tax return. Yeah. So I'm not gonna not gonna find you on the Secretary of State then, right?
What's that mean?
Did you file the Secretary of State filing? I don't think sole proprietors do, but
I have no idea what that is. So apparently not.
Apparently not. Hey, no worry about it. All right, yeah, I'll give you some updates. If not later today, tomorrow probably.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
What do you think? Come on, give me your honest opinion.
Honestly. I've done deals where they've had bank accounts that don't look as good as yours and still gotten approval for something. So, you know, I'm actually pretty confident that we could probably get you like at least $3K.
Cool.
That's pretty much the minimum that they even like loan out. I think I've seen like a $2,800 one before, but I'm honestly honestly tell you that you're going to be 50-50. It's going to come down to the, you know, last second decision. Hopefully it's on the right side of it.
Right, yeah, I know.
Yeah. No, but, like, to be totally honest, like, the bank accounts don't look that, you know, terrible. Like, you got $4,000 coming in, 13 different deposits. So it's, you know, they like to see around 20. The only thing that really worries me is that one April where it's, like, $800. And then a little bit, what's it called, June... slightly bothered. It's scary because I know you ended up with, you had some decent deposits, but the ending balance is like $3. So, you know, there's a couple red flags, but it's going to come down to, you know, $14 in August for your ending balance. That's a little, that'll freak them out. But there's just not enough wiggle room. They're like, they see deposits coming in, but if there's not anything left over, they're going to feel like it's hard to kind of extend anything else. But it does.
But it got a little better those last 2 months, though.
It did. So
at the end, you know, yeah, and I did write on there that, you know, because it said, are we seasonal? And I wrote yes from May to February, because Memorial Day is basically the kickoff of the season.
For RVs.
Normally we stay super super busy through February, and then even if we got something in here in February, it's probably not done yet because the jobs we do take a month or two sometimes, you know.
Yes, there's a lot of layover.
Yeah. You know? Right, and, you know, it's not like I can't just call a customer and say, hey, I need another advance or whatever, you know, because I've done that before. Mm-hmm. You know, because some of my jobs are, you know, $10,000, you know. And so I got wiggle room to where, you know, I'm not just collecting all the money before the job's done, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure if you have to call somebody and say, hey, look, this actually, you know, is a little bit more expensive than we thought, or the problem was worse, you know, you can always adjust to that.
Or even if I just, you know... And I'm running a little short that month, you know. I just call one of my customers and say, hey, man, can you flip me another 500, you know? You know. And they always do it, you know. Everybody's, you know, RVers are really nice, so.
Yeah.
You know.
You know more than I would.
Yeah, they're kind of like more of a group of a family, you know.
I don't know what the word, there's a lot of camaraderie in it.
Right, yeah, there is. There is, like when my mom died in May, you know, everybody was totally understanding, because we're a family business. So, you know, we got a little behind, you know, on working and stuff. And, you know, because everybody was missing, you know, I was out of it, you know, dealing with, you know, the crematorium, the freaking, you know.
All the nonsense, yeah.
Yeah, just all the stuff, you know. And, but everybody's like, oh, no, don't worry about us. We're not going anywhere, blah, 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 you know. Because I'm working on pleasure vehicles here, you know.
It's not like I'm working on your car. Yeah, I understand.
Right.
So, I don't foresee anybody. Well, not normally getting too upset about the RV not being done on time when you're going through something like that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Champagne problems, pretty much. That's probably nice about your industry. You can be like, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, You're going to have to wait another 3 days to get out on the road for your 3-month summer tour.
Right,
of the country,
yeah.
You know, I can see.
And most of my clients are retired, you know. So.
Yeah, they're just, all right,
I'll
watch Jeopardy for a few more hours.
Right, yeah. That's right.
Exactly. So that's probably nice about your business. You know, you're not, see me, I'm dealing with frantic business owners, you know, people that are just I need this now, but I want it my way, and, you know, I very, very rarely get the, like you, like an easygoing customer that's just like, hey, can we just try and get this? If not, no hard feelings. That's not typical for me.
Well, like, that's what I was going to say a minute ago. Can you just put in a good word for me and tell them I'm pretty mellow?
No, you know? for sure.
But, you know, but I just, you know, well, what am I going to do, you know? The most they can say is no, okay.
Yeah,
it's not
going to
make me happy. But, you know, at least I tried and whatever, you know. But
if anything, they might, you know, because you're seasonal, they might come back to me and say, hey, you know, we're not ready to make a final decision. Can you get me a full year worth of bank statements so they can really take a look? I've seen that happen before. But okay. Hopefully we can just get this done, like, as is. I mean,
usually, on the
smaller deals, they're just, it's like there's less thinking and nuance going involved into it. They're like, you know, at the end of the day, if you didn't pay back Bank of Cardiff, if you defaulted on a $3,000 or $5,000 loan, we're not gonna go under, man. You know,
right? Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not gonna, you know, no one's gonna lose their job. No one's gonna, you know, not lose any sleep over it. It's, you know,
right.
Not like, oh, well, we screwed up and we shouldn't have given Sandra that, you know, $500,000 and she defaulted. Like, yeah, it's a little bit more nuanced of underwriting, you know.
Right.
I feel like sometimes,
yeah.
I swear, I mean, I don't know any of the underwriting, but sometimes for smaller deals, I feel like I just, like, throw a file at them and then, like, a couple hours later, they're like, or like a day later, like, all right, cool, yeah, just give them $5,000. I'm like, okay, it sounds good to me.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm hoping. I really am, because this is really the push.
You got a good shot,
right,
honestly.
It's going to help me.
Hey, I got this guy, I mean, his bank statements were a little bit more solid, but as far as, like, total revenue, I think he did 75,000 last year. Like, and that's below our cutoff. I told him probably not going to get him anything. And ended up, I actually funded his loan probably like 2 days ago, $10,000. So, and
yeah,
I was honestly surprised. I was like, hey, buddy, you know, you're way under the $100,000 mark here. I don't think you're going to be able to get much. But somehow they got it for him. So,
right on.
I think the closer you get to the end of the year, the more some banks are like, all right, we'll take a risk on this one, you know.
Yeah.
I think it.
Yeah, well, I hope they do. I'm a good girl. I'm not out to, you know, screw anybody. So. So I'm like, you know, except the two people that sued me, they can go fly a fucking kite.
I like that phrase.
They didn't know who they were messing with, baby. But I'm like, come on, man, really? I told you about those. So it's like ridiculous, you know. People are just sue happy sometimes. So
it's the culture, you know. It's almost like, you know, that saying, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. Well,
right? Yeah,
it's kind of it's not exactly like that, but it's on par with that kind of mentality. Yeah, like, oh, well, you know, if you don't sue them today and try and get that $10,000 back, then in 2 years when you're short $10,000, you're going to be kicking yourself in the butt or, you know, something like
that.
Yeah,
that's what I always say. Well, I'm not paying your retirement, pal, okay? So get over it, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what it is. Like, that's, you know, like...
It is, yeah.
It's, they could go without it, or it's not really a big deal, and there's no... Like, when you told me you had to pay for the... like more than what it was like worth, it was like $23,000 or
$7,000, and it was worth $3,500. Yeah,
what kind
exactly.
of damages were done? What kind of, you know, what kind of personal, you know, stress did that man have to go through? Like,
he told so many lies up there, so many lies, it was ridiculous. And then he brought one lady from Happy Days over there with him.
What's Happy Days? Is it a bar or something?
It's no. We call them Crappy Days. They're an RV. Dealership, but they do repairs. But yeah, and she's up there going, well, this is a very highly toxic glue that we use on the roof. And I said, Your Honor, that's a water-based glue. It's not highly toxic, okay? You know, I mean, it's like Elmer's. You could practically eat it.
You practically eat the shit, yeah.
You know? And it's like, I don't know, man. So I don't know why the judges think sometimes. I think sometimes, like in that particular case, they just thought, well, she's a businesswoman, she's got lots of money, let's just give them the $7,000, you know. Well, no.
Yeah, it's like, that's not going to sink the ship, and I can go home and catch Monday Night Football rather than sit you know, they're people too, man. They, as much as like, you would hate to think that it happens like that, I'm sure it does.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, I'm tired. I, you know, got a bad night's sleep. I really wish I could go home right now. How about we just settle this?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Dirty politicians and dirty judges.
Oh, everyone.
All right. Well, thank you.
I'll get started
thank
on
you.
This, and I'll keep you posted. I'll probably give you a ring tomorrow.
All right. I appreciate it so much, Pete.
Don't worry,
thank
man.
You very much.
Take care, Sandra.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You too.